Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, horny. It is Tonic and Gin Wednesday, baby. It's going down real good, baby. It's Wednesday, September 28, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumparum. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumparum.com. We have two different flavors. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumparum is Steve Gum. Listen, let me tell you something. Pretty soon, Gumparum is going to be available on ShopTipsy.com. You can get your drink on, babe, and we will ship it to you directly. But let me tell you something, baby. Listen, you can still go to Gumparum.com, put in your zip code, find a location near you, especially if you are in Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts, and pick up your Gumparum, baby. Listen, I got some hot stuff that's going down all tonight. Independent artist, Dead Cat Bounce. The Dead Cat is bouncing, y'all. The Dead Cat is bouncing up in here. And that's the Dead Cat, baby. C-A-T, the Dead Cat, baby. And I'm not talking about the Bajajays. No Bajajays are dead up in here. So everything is alive, baby. And independent artist, Atreus Hoviat. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. While y'all listening, go on the Facebook, darling. Use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Now, who is this? And to your music, come on, engineer. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, child, come on, child. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Hey, hey, hey. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Hey, hey, hey. You better know it, baby. You better know it, baby. People all over the world is listening to your music, honey. Listen, that is literally, I got some hot stuff on you for tonight. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It is independent artist Dead Cat Bounce. I like that. Dead Cat Bounce, honey. But let me tell y'all something. Y'all know this is after hours. All the cheering is in bed. So listen, I ain't got to worry about the cheering. The cheering is in bed. Studio B is not available today. So, and then Studio 6A, I don't know what they're doing. Milo and Gizmo didn't come to work. Roxanne, she got fired. So I'm just telling y'all where everybody's at. Roxanne was fired 3 weeks ago. And then Rodney, he, I don't know. He's just sloppy drunk from Gumbo Rum. Let me tell y'all. Dead Cat Bounce. Listen, y'all, ain't no dead cats around here. Everything that's going on is very much alive. Very much alive, I'm telling y'all. So listen, I am telling you about Dead Cat Bounce. That is an independent artist, and he got some really, really hot music. It is fit. Let me tell y'all something. Fit as a fiddle. I love this. I love this song, Fit as a Fiddle. I listened to it earlier today. I really, really love it. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something up in here. This is really good. It's going to clean out your energy. It's going to clean it all out. This is some great music. You are really going to enjoy it. I want y'all to check this out. Come on, get down with it. Come on, engineer. Fit as a fiddle. Thank you. You know something, you know something. You know, Mama loves to entertain. I love to entertain and have a lot of fun. Listen, I don't like nothing, you know, that's not breathing around me because Mama likes to have a lot of enjoyment. Fit as a Fiddle, that song is mind-blowing. I love it. I love it. Listen, Mama is like this. Let me tell y'all a little bit about me. Y'all know I always give life lessons and things like that, and I'm talking about Fit as a Fiddle. I love that song. When I heard it, I was listening to different songs and everything, and I heard Fit as a Fiddle. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You know why? Because I love the opera. I love the opera, and Fit as a Fiddle reminds me of the opera. I've had one opportunity in my lifetime so far to experience the opera, and thank God I had some really nice bosses because my bosses gave me the opportunity to go to the opera and just sit there all by myself and enjoy. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy because I had the best seat in the house. I had a $10,000 ticket, and I had it. You know, people, when you're sitting there, you know, when you're sitting in a place, and the ticket is $10,000, and only you can afford that seat. You're the only one sitting there. Nobody else is sitting around you. Of course, everybody just walking in is going to look at you really, really strange. So anyway, they're looking at me really strange. I'm by myself in this little booth up there, and I'm right there at the stage. I'm looking. Of course, I don't understand what they're saying, but I am enjoying the experience. So Fit as a Fiddle, my point is this, great people, Fit as a Fiddle reminded me of that, and it's really nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? And so listen, and I really do enjoy the opera. I love it. It is just so phenomenal. I love the opera so much, I would rent the experience on a DVD or a CD and just play it at home and just let it fill my home. Oh my God. That would just be, oh my God. Because you know what? Different types of music bring in different types of energy. You know what I'm saying? It brings in different types of energy. It brings in different types of atmosphere. It charges the atmosphere. So Fit as a Fiddle, oh yes indeed. So listen, when you're working, when you're having a hard day at work, let me tell you something. Let Mama give you a lesson real fast. When you're having a hard day at work, some people, you know, they go work out after work. They go work out just to kind of get rid of all the stress and everything. But, honey, let me tell you something. Some of the best medicine that you can do and you can use as far as de-stressing yourself, if you had a hard day at work, whatever has happened, go home, honey, and play stuff like this, Fit as a Fiddle. And I am telling you, you will feel 10 times better. You can just sit on your sofa. You don't really necessarily have to have a glass of wine or anything like that. Honey, you could just crawl up there with a little cup of tea, a little cup of hot tea. Mom always make jokes about gumbo rum and drinking, but honey, let me tell you something. Mom ain't no lush, and Mama don't be doing all that drinking. On your sofa with some hot tea or some cocoa and listen to Fit as a Fiddle. And I am telling you, it will refresh and revive your soul. Do you hear me? So listen, that is Fit as a Fiddle, independent artist, Dead Cat Bounce. So I am loving that, Fit as a Fiddle. Listen, coming up next, this artist, oh my God, independent artist, Andreas Javier. You guys know, yesterday I was talking about him, and I was saying, you know, headliner in Las Vegas, and I am not kidding about that. I am not kidding. I am so serious. This guy is just, like, so on fire. His voice is so on fire. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me? And listen, I was telling you about his bio and backstory yesterday, and he continues to recover from long COVID. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you guys, before I play independent artist Andreas Javier, when it comes to long COVID, I had an appointment yesterday. I went to the doctor and everything, and I says, can you have had COVID? And not know it, have not, because sometimes if you don't get to the doctor, if you're having some kind of feelings or whatever, you feel like, well, you do the home test. This is why I'm so serious about this thing. You can do the home test and miss it. You can do the home test and it'll come back negative, right? And you're at home, you're doing it. But, you know, there's a room for error. And then by the time you get to the doctor, you might wait a day or two or whatever, go to the doctor's office and still come back negative. So I says to her, is there a possibility you could have had COVID, didn't know it and missed it, and now you're experiencing these long-term, you know, COVID? And she says, yeah. She says, oh, heck yeah. And then she says, you know what? We pretty much all got it, had a taste of it. And I says, what? And she says, yeah. And so the nurse, her whole house had COVID and things like that. I'm making a point, and I'm talking about long COVID here, okay? So listen, the nurse says, yeah, my whole house had it, and I really got concerned. You know why? I got concerned because the nurse that was in there with me, listen. If something is affecting your job, maybe you need to wait a minute. in and still stay home and then come back to work. She forgot. She forgot to take my blood pressure. She forgot. I had to remind her what to do. So the point is this. I had to tell her what to do. And she forgot what my oxygen was. And I was like, oh, my Jesus. You know, I says, oh, my Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And I says, honey, you got to take my blood pressure. Oh, my mother, God, she forgot. And then she comes back and she's writing down some more stuff. And I'm like, this is very concerning. So listen. You know what? There is a shift going on in the earth. There is a shift going on. You know what the shift is? Hold on, honey. The shift is spiritual. It's a spiritual shift. So we're all experiencing something, right? We're all experiencing something in this earth realm. The shift is this. The spiritual realm is moving in a certain direction, and some people that don't understand it, some people that don't have not studied their Bible, they don't understand it. They don't understand what the shift is. There's a shift in the spirit, right? And we got to be ready and prepared for the shift. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I didn't mean to go there, but I've got to get on. And so I was talking about independent artist Andreas Javier, long COVID. That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about, long COVID. So listen, I am not trying to scare anybody. What I'm saying to you, the point is this. If you don't know God, get to know him. Get to know him. Some people are so confused that you can talk about God and still talk about, have a show like this and play secular music. Well, listen, honey. Listen, honey. God is coming. You hear me? So listen. That's a show. That's another topic for another show. Listen, I got to play this because this man is on fire. This man is on fire, and he knows what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about. So listen, Andres, honey, I love your voice. I love your style. I love what you're doing. I'm so glad you're in entertainment, and you are fulfilling a place in entertainment that is just phenomenal, phenomenal. You're owning your space, and you're doing your thing, and you're doing it in a powerful way. So know that. Just know that. So this is The Function. The name of this song is The Function. Yo, check this out.
Oh, I'm a buffalo sword, a communion with the spirit. Hey, above your shoulder, and I you wear my soul rolled over, found a four-leaf clover. Moreover, my look can't change when that good girl got it. She really got something, she making me lose all my damn function. Said a good girl got it, she really got something, she making me lose all my goddamn function. Said a buffalo sword, you'll be strong like a boulder. My duty was to be or to me, I should go. Woman, no pride, and you realize every degree's gonna burn your eyes one night. That girl's got it, she really got something, she making me lose all my damn function. Said a bad girl got it, she really got something, she making me lose all my goddamn function. Said in a word, so strong, to feel that rhythm and people. Well, it don't matter, baby, if it's wrong, if it's wrong, cause people know. Well, the big girl got it, I'm super hypnotic. Too patriotic, moving in close, it's gon' get chaotic. It's a world robotic, a world despotic. A buffalo soldier gon' symbiotic. And I, she like the light, she like the dark. She build it up and she pull it up high. And I, she like the treasure, baby, she like the art. She wear it well and she wear it hard. And I like the curves and I like the heels and I like the hair and I wanna feel and I like the motion and I wish she dancing. I like the groove of a walk, a talk, a dress. In the world, rhythm while my vocals bring the fire. I am that supplier, get you so much higher. When that good girl got it, she really got something, she making me lose all my damn function. Said a bad girl's got it, she really got something, she making me lose all my goddamn function. If it's wrong, baby, if it's wrong, girl.
Oh, my God. oh, my God, oh, my God, this man is so on fire. Did you hear that? I am telling you, perfection, 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 perfection. Listen, he has two number one hits. Did you guys know that? He has two number one hits. Yesterday I played New York City, which I'm going to play that again because I have another music salute for him on tomorrow and the function. I am telling you, he owns it. He owns the stage. Listen, let me tell you something. His presence is just so, his presence is so powerful. Let me tell you something. And you probably wonder, well, how can she say that? How can she say that? Because, honey, I know. You know, you can read a person's energy. You can read their energy. You don't have to be in their presence. You can feel it. If you can't feel it coming from that song, honey, it's something wrong with your ears. It's something wrong with your spirit and your soul, honey. He owns it. He can step on any stage he wants to and perform like nobody's business. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I am telling you, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, the function. I love that song. And New York City, it is hot as well. He owns it. I am telling you, honey, he is going places that he ain't even seen or even thought he was going to get to. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a so cold blast up in here. And y'all better follow the show. Make sure y'all ain't missing nothing because it's coming down, y'all. Y'all know what? It is coming down like gumdrops, jelly bean, and cotton candy from the sky. It is coming down like that. Do you understand me? When it comes to music, baby, it is gourmet jelly beans coming out from the sky. Oh, my honey, yes. I got to get on out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.